No Christmas tree, no Christmas tree, we threw you in the compost. We took the lights off yesterday, the ornaments are packed away. No
wait, Nisa.
Yeah?
That's not even how that song goes.
What are you talking about?
Trust me, I know how Old Christmas Tree goes. My family celebrates Christmas every year, and also I'm older than you. So I've had a little bit more Christmases than you. Anyways, if you're gonna do it like that, you have to do it the horror way.
The horror way?
Yes, the horror way. That means that we should be singing our songs in Korean in honor of our biases.
But Frosty, I don't know Korean.
It's okay, we'll improvise.
Like how?
Just follow my lead.
You know Sihan and Taemin and Yugyeom and Hyuk. Jensung and Zello and Kyuhan and Sunjoon. But do you recall the most golden maknae of all? Jeon General Kukuki, said to be the very best. And if you're an army, you would even save your breath. All of the other fandoms might have said it was Sungrae. They haven't met Dope Cookie, main vocalist for BTS. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Bensin Hyuk came to say, Cookie, with your moves so right, won't you sign with Big Hit tonight? Now all the armies love him, as they shouted out with glee, Jeon, Jeon, good cookie, you'll go down in history. How the fuck are you only 19? You make me feel like a pedophile. I just want to touch your abs. You're just so right. You don't even look like a baby anymore. What the fuck just happened? Whoa. Why are you making me so upset?
Whoa. What?
I'm just getting in the mood. You told me about Cookie. You know what Cookie does to me.
Cookie's delicious.
Cookies are delicious.
Cookies are delicious.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! Santa Claus here after a long night of delivering coal to the members of Congress and all them naughty politicians. Ho, ho, ho! But enough of that! Now, how about we make this Christmas a not-so-silent night? Filling it with laughter, of course! Ho, 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 ho! I'm delighted to welcome you to a very horror Christmas. Thanks to the spirit of Potter and Family, the Horror Club, and a collaboration of your favorite podcasts, are proud to present a holiday special filled with merriment and jolly. So light that Yule log. Kick back and celebrate. It's all over. And have a Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho! Ho!
Santa die?
No, he was smoking weed. He said, light the Yule log. Welcome to a very
horror Christmas.
Yay! Super excited for you guys to be joining us on your holiday because we have quite a few surprises
in store for you.
Very, very much in store. You're very close to the mic. Maybe I should get really close to the mic.
I'm sorry, it's just that the mic's very phallic, and I just
can like, I just talk like this the whole time?
Potato chalkboard. Dog.
Hot dogs.
Lemon pie. Apple pie. Cherry pie.
Oh, okay.
She's my cherry pie.
It's Christmas, Rostina.
I'm sorry.
It's Christmas.
Cool drink of water, such a sweet surprise.
Oh, man. So we have a couple skits in store for you guys. Before we get to our first skit, though, you ever been in, like, a super bad situation you just can't get out of?
I have been. And it's really not fun. I guess this would be another one of Frosty's failures. I had an interesting experience where I met this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, I was so excited that I found somebody who liked me. Because if you've all been listening to us since the beginning, you know, Frosty has a little bit of trouble with dating. Well, anyways, halfway through dating this guy, I started getting panic attacks. And it got to the point where I didn't even mention him on the show because I was so himmy and hawy about it. I didn't know if it was just because, you know, I was trying to get used to this new person, but I wasn't in love with him. He wasn't my Lee Min Ho. If you get my drift. He was not my Lee Min Ho. He was nice. He did nice things for me, but I felt nothing. And I was actually questioning breaking this guy's heart. And I think I discussed that with you a couple of times. Well, lucky for me, he broke up with me instead.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas! Like, literally, when he sent me the text message, hey, I don't want to be an asshole here, but I'm not ready for a relationship, I had to stifle my laughter and do a happy dance. Because I was so worried about breaking this kid's heart, and instead, he decided to dump me.
But isn't that the greatest part of the holidays, is like, trying to make a relationship work so you can just get through that free present?
I know, I didn't even get to that free present. You know what I think happened? I think he probably got told by somebody, like, what are you getting your girlfriend for Christmas? And then he was probably like, I don't know. I don't have any money to get her a present.
Okay, so I'm going to dump her.
I think I'm going to dump her.
I'm going to dump her before the holidays.
And it was funny because I was actually thinking I had to get him something too. And I was like, but I don't really like him. I don't want to. And then I was actually debating texting him and saying, I don't want to be an asshole here, but I'm not really into you. Like, it was literally giving me stomach churning sickness.
That's sad. But that's what Christmas is all about.
But that is what Christmas is all about.
Hanging out with people you probably don't really care for.
Exactly. Just trying to get that present.
Just trying to get that present, yo. Mm-hmm. Hey, David.
Hey, how's it going?
I am so excited that you've come all the way down to Canada. Like, super stoked. I'm so happy to see that.
Yeah,
you're
I know.
Here.
It took me so long. Can I explain my airplane ride?
I'm coming. Hang on.
Okay, fine. It's not.
So, I'm sorry. I was trying to get Frosty's attention. She's super excited to see you.
Okay.
But you know, I'm really glad that you've you're going to help us out, and you're going to dress up as Santa and take some crazy pictures with us. Are you ready?
I have to say, it's always been my dream to be dressed up as Santa Claus. I even brought my traditional lingerie so I could wear it under. It kind of helps
against
the mood.
Hey, here's Frosty.
Hey.
Hey, David.
Oh, hi.
So, let me, I'm going to grab, here's the Santa costume.
Okay.
And you can change in the bedroom at the very end of the hallway to
all right,
right.
Sounds good.
Okay, I'll see you in a bit.
Hey, David, have you made a list and checked it twice? Because I'm totally naughty.
Well, no, I haven't actually wrote the list.
Is that a candy cane in your pocket?
No.
Or are you just glad
to No, it's just my wallet.
Oh, yeah? I don't know if you've been bad or good, so let's just skip the small talk. Nuna will dress you.
It's all right. I can dress myself. Even in Canada, I usually dress myself.
Don't you want to meet Santa's little helper? I'm sure he's not so...
Oh, cool. Who's playing Santa's little helper?
I am.
Oh, okay. Well, I see you now, so... You know what? I'm just going to go into the room, change super quickly. I'll meet you in a second, all right?
Look, David. It's a mistletoe.
Yeah, it is.
You know what they say about mistletoe? If you pass it by without kissing it, it's bad luck.
Oh, well, I'm Canadian, so yeah, Canadian.
All right. Well, then I'll see you in a little bit, David.
All right.
Hey, Ferasi, what is your earliest memories of Christmas? Do you remember your first Christmas?
I actually don't remember my first Christmas. Do you remember your first Christmas?
How about your earliest memories of Christmas?
My earliest memories of Christmas were always spent at my Aunt Barbara's house. She had a very large house.
Really? It was like a magically large house? Oh. Did she always have it decked out? Was it always?
She did. It was always decked from ceiling to roof.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. She had a big house, too. It was out in the woods.
I remember my earliest memories of Christmas. I remember it because I think I was only about 4 years old, and I had not really gotten the concept of that presents were everybody, for everybody, that I thought all the presents on the tree were me, for me.
Well, of course you did.
So,
because you're Nisa.
These are all my fucking presents from Santa because I've been an excellent girl this year. Anyway, so I remember like getting really super excited because my parents had told me like, hey, tomorrow's Christmas. You're going to have some presents you're going to be able to open. So I went to bed really early and I woke up way before my parents got up. And at this point, I was the only child. So I ran into the living room, saw like all the presents under the tree. And I just started picking them up and taking them into my bedroom. And I took them, I got all the presents into my bedroom and I sat on my bed, on my little twin bed, and I started opening every single one of them.
Oh, God.
And I looked at some of the presents and, you know, at first, looking back, I remember thinking, why do I have these socks? Why would Santa give me socks? Like, socks that wouldn't even really fit me. They were too big. And I was like, oh, maybe Santa left Dad some presents, you know? So I, like, made him a pile. And then, like, I was sat there and sift through all the presents, organizing which ones I thought were my dad's and which ones were my mom's and which ones were obviously for me. And my parents woke up and saw that I had opened every single present that Christmas. And they just laughed about it. But yeah, I remember that Christmas. They realized that it wasn't truly my fault because I didn't really understand. I was only 4. Mm-hmm. And they hadn't explained to me that I should wait for them to wake up. Mm-hmm. I just had to assume, I'm going to go to sleep. And when I wake up, Santa's going to be leaving me a bunch of presents. And I get to open them whether my parents are awake or not. Like, mm-hmm.
Was so, your sister around at that time?
No, I was the only child at that time. My sister was born probably a couple months after that because she was born in September.
Oh, I didn't know there was that much of an age difference.
Yeah,
between
me
and
my
sister
are 4 years apart, and that was about when I was 4. Wow. So, that's my earliest.
My Christmas story is actually not one that I remember doing.
Oh, okay.
But my mom tells it to me all the time, uh-huh. and it's hilarious. Apparently, my dad had a company Christmas party, and this was when me and my sister were little. Uh-huh. My sister and I are about a year apart. So I was probably about 2, and my sister was probably about 1. Well, anyways, one of the ladies at the party was passing out presents to everybody. And for some reason, my sister got hers before me. And then after the lady gave my sister the present, she started moving on to the other children and the other family and giving them their presents.
Okay.
So 2-year-old me apparently went, oh, hell no. Hey, lady, where's mine? And I followed her around this room, tugging at her, going, where's mine? And she ignored me because she just, you know, she had to pass out everybody's presents, grab whichever one. And then all of a sudden, I just start crying. And I go, where's mine?
I can't believe that lady just ignored you.
Yeah, I know, right?
What a bitch.
I know, right? And I'm just like, where's my present? My mom tried to calm me down, like, just wait, you know, wait your turn, blah, blah, blah. You know, and I'm like, no, where's my present? Where's my present? You know, I'm freaking the fuck out or whatever. Uh-huh. And then finally, of course, the lady finds mine and hands it to me. And I got a Barbie, which was like a special Barbie. It was like a My First Barbie thing.
Oh, yeah.
And there's actually pictures of this, which I think is hilarious. And if I can find them, I'll post them on our Instagram. Uh-huh. But there's a picture of me with my hand stretched out as the woman is giving me the present. And then there's another picture where I'm standing with my family. Uh-huh. And I'm holding on to this Barbie with, like, dear life.
You're like, that bitch ain't taking this from me.
Like I'm holding a trophy. Like, literally, I will find these photos if I can. And I will put them on our Instagram so we can share those with y'all, because yeah, I was literally like, you can see the terror in my face as I'm reaching for that present, and then the look of triumph as I'm holding that Barbie
at the end. But yeah, my mom
tells me that story every year. I don't remember it obviously because I was like 2. I mean, I might get a couple flashes every once in a while of me walking, but I don't remember bawling my eyes out crying. But I kind of, you know, remember it a little bit. a little bit.
Yeah, like, that lady was mean, though.
But yeah, apparently my sister got hers first, and then I flipped out. Because I'm like, where the fuck's mine?
The oldest.
Yeah.
You're like, what? You're telling me that Santa loves this little girl better?
I know. And my sister apparently didn't even care.
Yeah.
I mean, because again, she was only one. But.
Hilarious. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. What is your favorite Christmas tradition?
Well, favorite Christmas tradition is not the story, although it gets told a lot. But it would probably just be, you know, sitting around and hanging out with the family. I love spending Christmas with my family.
Oh, yeah. I think my Christmas tradition is always going to see lights. Driving around the neighborhood and seeing lights. I did that with my parents a lot. And my sister, we did that a lot. And now I'm doing it every year with my husband.
Mm. Yeah, when I lived in New York, back when I was in my single-digit years, they used to hang up candy canes and little Christmas tree lights in funny shapes on the light poles. So, I mean, I remember growing up seeing that and getting excited to see that every year.
Did you have pictures with Santa when you were a kid?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you had a bunch of pictures?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever write Santa letters?
No, I never.
You never wrote him letters?
No, I kind of figured my mom took care of that for me.
Oh.
And I remember the year when I found out he didn't exist, too. Because I was like, because it was kind of like at that age where everybody kind of tells you he's not real. And you're just like, no, he does. I'm going to prove it to you. So one night, I decided to stay up late. I snuck out of my room while my dad was on the phone talking, and I hid behind this chair, because I was like, I'm gonna see Santa.
You naughty little child.
I was like, I'm gonna prove he exists. Uh-huh. I'm gonna see him, I'm gonna talk to him, and I'm gonna tell everybody at school that he's there. Well, anyways, I'm just hiding behind the chair, and then as I'm sitting there, my dad's still talking on the phone, and then he goes, oh, well, I have to let you go, because I gotta go play Santa now. And my little heart was crushed.
Oh,
I'm just like,
so sad.
Why is my dad playing Santa? And then that just kind of confirmed with me what I kind of already knew, was that Santa did not exist.
That's funny, because as a kid, I remember actually writing a letter to Santa. I wrote a letter.
I'm writing a letter.
Yes. I'm writing a letter. You know what I asked Santa? You know what I asked Santa?
Hmm.
For my sister to stop being a little shit.
Santa can't control her.
I remember writing, Dear Santa, I've been really good this year, but I have a problem, and that's my little sister. She drives me crazy and makes me a bad child. Please make her stop. I remember writing this letter and then remembering that nothing changed after Christmas.
How old were you when you wrote this letter?
Probably like 6 or 7.
Then your sister was probably only like 2.
Mm-hmm. She was an annoying child.
At wow. two? You mm-hmm. can't blame her at two.
She wasn't.
I think you were just child. Impatient. That's what I think, Nisa. I think
I love my little. You know, okay, so this is not even Christmas related, but I remember being super excited when my mom told me that I was going to have like a baby sister. I remember the day that my mom actually came back and brought my sister with her.
Mm-hmm.
She had the blanket over the carrier.
Mm-hmm.
And she set her down, and I asked my mom, can I see her? Can I see her? Can I see her? Like, I was super excited.
Mm-hmm.
I flip open the blanket to peek at her,
mm-hmm.
and she's just giving me the worst angry face in the world. And my smile went into, like, a frown, and then I looked up at my mom, and I go, she doesn't like me.
She does. Well, Nisa, no offense, but nobody likes being woken up.
I know, I didn't realize I was four. I was just like...
That baby was pissed off that you woke her up. Yeah.
Yeah.
I unfortunately don't remember my mom bringing my sister home because, again, my sister and I are 13 months apart, so I was still a baby when my sister was a baby. But I do remember when my mom brought my brother home because my brother is 5 years younger than me.
Yeah.
And I remember being very excited to see him.
Mm.
He slept through the whole fucking thing.
And now, Super Peepee Time presents Letters to Santa.
Dear Santa Claus, it's me, fella. I've been extra good and a little weird this year, and a little greasy, a little gray some days. My skin is not, my health is not great, Santa Claus. My skin tone, I look like an Orpheus descending, first edition that's been dropped into a pool of goo. But if you could see your way clear, what I really want most in the world for Christmas is, you know, a Noah's Ark? Well, what I would really want is like, a Jerry's garage sale. Where he brings two of every pieces of garbage out to the house and then there's a flood and it ruins it all. That's what I want, Santa. So if you could see your way clear, I promise I'll be good to my sister, to my brother, and I'll take the feet off of the dog when he asks me to, if he ever does. Love, Philip.
Dear Santa Claus, I want for Christmas, I want a dog that whistles and a baloney hammock and a Star Wars flavored mouse and a biscuit that, you know, those motorcycles that wiggle? I want a biscuit that wiggles like that. And also, my kid brother, I want him to stop messing around in my filth goose protector. He messed it up. Thanks. Love, Tim.
Dear Father Christmas, this year I have been extra tall. Because I've been so good and so, tightly knit. I would love it if you could provide me with, one of your special, elven treasures. Just a whip that I could, drop on, a really heavy one, that I could drop on someone from a great height. I'd never whip them, that's cruel. If you could offer me any of these items or a toupee for when I'm much, much older, I would appreciate it. Thank you, Father Christmas. Sincerely, Reginald Wiltery Olsenman.
Dear Santa, this year I've been good. I put a biscuit on my phonograph operating license. that was pretty good. Also, my Boy Scout troop went to Funky Town, and I led the way. Also, Mom says I did a good job trimming my lips off. It was an accident, but she said I did a good job. And Santa Claus this year, since it's been extra good, I want that thing I asked for last year and you didn't get me it. It's a ghost gnome container. You know, when gnomes die, sometimes they turn into a ghost and you want to contain them. So, well, I don't have to explain it to you. You're Santa Claus. Well, anyway, I also want a big wheel with a big dirt on it. And I want a Barbie candle so I can burn Barbie's face off. And I want a Rubik's onion. And I want to play school time out filth aspirin. And last but not least, I want a puppy. A puppy with birds. You know, as his friends. Thanks. It's me, Steven, 307 Warburn Lane, Nambucket, Ohio. Thanks.
Dear Santa Claus, I have not been especially good this year. I've been running up my tab at the bar, the child bar. Where I order various juices and sodas and do not pay on time. I have expressed cheese in a way.
Oh my God.
I've expressed it verbally and mentally. Sometimes I think about yarn that's on the other side of a wall that I'm on this side of it. I can't tell if that's good or bad, but it can't be great, is my point. But still, Santa, what I'd really like if you could see your way clear to forgiving me, I'd love a disco grenade or a ride on frisbee. Or a go-kart, or even a stop cart. just a box, I guess, that I could sit in and think about all the things I've done. And if you can, smash whatever it is flat and stick it underneath my door, because I'm not coming out for a while. No need to get explanatory about it. Not a word, and I'm sorry, Santa. Sincerely, you know, sincerely.
Fuck.
Jeremy Werble.
Dear Santa Claus, this year I've been extra good. I like a jar of nickels. I like a Burmese hand. I like an over-the-top simian. I like a growling stove animal. I saw in the Sears catalog they've got a special sale on Beauregard. I want two of those. And also, my showboat started a space program, and I'm really proud of that. So I wanted to tell you that because you're Santa Claus. And also, I would like, if you don't mind, if it's not too much trouble, I want to leave myself alone. And I saw on TV a special toy made only for motorcycle lovers. And it's a sick acorn that's been misplaced. So, thanks, Santa. It's me, John Watkinson. And thanks a lot. Merry Christmas.
Dear
Santa Claus. It's me, Rebecca, and what I was hoping to hear about from you, mostly get. You know, you can talk to me about it as well if you wanted to, but I'm just being polite, I guess. What I really want you to get is I want a doll that can pee and throw up and eat, and I want a doll that can pay rent on furniture. You should never rent furniture, but she's a fool. She doesn't understand that she's never going to make out in the end. I want her to be able to barf out of a blanket, barf a blanket out of her body, and then cuddle inside of that barf blanket. I want her to scream into the mouth of a gorilla that also comes with her. And if you could make it work so she kind of she sort of squats upward. I don't know how to explain it. Like she's already standing upright, but she squats and she's even taller. If you could do that. I mean, I guess you could do anything if you could do that. And that's, I guess I'm just trying to give you a little test. And you already pre-failed. Congratulations. Thank you.
Me and my sister, we would try to sneak to look at presents.
Oh, yeah.
When we both realized, because unfortunately my sister found out that Santa wasn't real at a very young age, because when I found out, I was like, bitch, he ain't real. And she's like, what? So we knew
just
who was,
it.
Yeah, we knew who was wrapping the presents. We knew what Mama was doing.
Oh, yeah. Everybody
room,
knows it's Mommy.
Wrapping the presents. So we figured out while Mom and Dad was gone one year, we figured that out if we took, like, a pair of scissors, we could just cut the side of... My mom wraps her gifts very, like very sparingly, I guess you would say. So, like, she wraps it in a way where she only uses a few pieces of tape.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a way where we found out that Mom wraps it. So if you just snip the sides of a particular piece of tape and just, like, slip it open, you may be able to see what you got wrapped under there.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my sister found that out fairly quickly. We did do it one year where we figured out what most of our presents were, but every year after that, we were like, yeah, you know, we kind of appreciate the surprise, and we never did it again.
Mm.
So, did you guys ever do that? Did you ever try to figure out your Christmas presents before?
I would touch them and try to figure out what they were.
Yeah.
Like, because you could touch a box and then be like, this is a Barbie.
Yeah,
I can just tell it's a Barbie.
Yeah, right. Or...
That does remind me, though, of another experience where I have, and I do know where the picture for this one is, so this will definitely go on Instagram.
Sweet.
This is when Anastasia came out. I don't know if you remember.
No, I love
movie.
Anastasia.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was huge into that movie.
Really?
I loved that movie, and I told my mom I wanted that doll. Now, my mom has two daughters, so she gets confused on who wants what.
Oh, no!
So my mom apparently bought an Anastasia Barbie doll, but she gave it to my sister. She didn't give it to me. Instead, she bought me an Ariel Barbie.
Now, I do
like Ariel.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
You know, but this was a couple of years after Little Mermaid came out. So I kind of already Ariel'd out.
Yeah, you're Ariel'd out at
you
that
You know,
point,
I
yeah.
mean, Ariel's always my number one. But I wanted fucking Anastasia.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is a picture of my sister looking very smug holding up her Anastasia doll.
Yes,
and me holding up my Ariel doll. And I am clearly pissed off.
That's funny.
So, that'll go on Instagram.
That's terrible. That's funny. Oh, man. What was your most memorable present, good or bad? Like good and bad. So like, what was the best present that you can think of when you were a child? What did you?
I don't know about the best one, but at least one that I can remember the best is 90210 came out with Barbie dolls. And my mom...
You were really big in Barbie.
Oh, my God. I loved Barbie. You had no idea. Barbie was my thing.
Oh, Shadow's coming up to say hi.
But, yeah. But,
Gotta take a moment, guys.
I'm trying to pet this
pussy. Cat's telling us what she thinks about Christmas.
Yeah, well, anyways,
there's a lot of purring while you're trying.
Okay. I'll just wait till she's done.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, anyways, I was huge into Barbie, and my mom got me a 90210 doll.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if our listeners remember, but 90210 was the shit back then, and I was maybe 2, 3, 4. I don't really know how old I was when the show was on, but I would watch that every night with my mom because my mom loved that show. Now, I liked Luke Perry.
You're a Luke Perry girl?
Luke Perry's Dylan was what I wanted. But my mom got me Brandon.
Oh, no.
My mom got me the Brandon doll. And I remember because Brandon had the crazy eyes.
The doll had the crazy eyes, too.
Well, if you know, I don't know the name of the actor who played Brandon.
Uh-huh.
If we pull up a picture of him, he's got some really intense looking eyes, mm-hmm. you know. And his doll had them same eyes. And I remember I kept saying the name wrong on the doll. Like, I kept going, Mom got me Dylan. And Mom would be like, no, I got you Brandon. And she would
keep, You were trying to suppress it.
I would keep trying to change it. Like if I said his name, he would turn into that doll.
The doll would turn into...
So I literally had that doll, which I thought was hilarious. It was so funny, too. It's because Tori Spelling was on that show.
Uh-huh.
And if all of you know what Tori Spelling looks like, she's got a huge melon head.
Yeah.
Her doll had a huge melon head, too. So I had that one, too. And I remember because when I saw the commercial for it, before I had gotten the doll, uh-huh. I was like, Mommy, I want these dolls for Christmas, blah, 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 you know. And so my mom, she got me a couple of them. I think she probably only got me the ones she could find.
Yeah.
You know, because you can't get them all. But, yeah. But, I remember my dad laughing with me about how big Tori Spelling's head was on that doll.
She's got a huge head.
They were all like, that's the only thing they got right.
I think the best present that I got was, you know, like you, I was really big into Barbie. And one year, my parents were able to purchase my sister and me a Barbie Dreamhouse mansion, and it was big enough my sister, who was probably less than 2 years old at the time, could crawl in it and take naps. So we were like super excited. I was super excited. I don't know about my sister, she might have not cared at that time because she was still a baby, but I was super excited. So it was huge.
I never got a Barbie house. My mom would just take regular boxes and cut holes into them, and then she would like cut out cardboard tables and chairs.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. I unfortunately did not see how nice that was at that age. I was a little shit.
You're a little shit.
But now I've
Where's my Barbie dream house?
Now I've come to appreciate that.
You're like, where the fuck is my Barbie dream house, Ma?
I've come to appreciate what she's done for me in the past now.
Well, previously on the show, I've told you guys that the not the worst, but the most memorable bad present that I've ever gotten was the yellow Power Ranger costume for Christmas. When I wanted pink. But Nisa,
you would look so cute in the yellow Power when Ranger I wanted one. It just would make more sense, Miss. Yeah. You would look like Trini.
What the hell is it?
Ooh,
hey, David, do you have anything special in your sack for
No.
Hey, David! The Santa costume looks amazing on you.
Oh, thanks.
So I've got a spot for you to sit at. It's at this really nice fireplace by this gorgeous Christmas tree.
Right.
And you have this great big red chair. Perfect. Go ahead and sit there, and then we're just gonna have, you know, a bunch of people come over and take pictures with you.
Awesome.
Okay? Alright, go ahead and have a seat over there. Oh, Oh my gosh, David, you are such a lifesaver. I mean, like, we had this one guy that was supposed to come in and do this costume, and I know you just, like, came from Canada, yeah, and
it's cool.
It's really sweet that you're able to do this.
It's my first acting gig, being super... here. It's a good feeling.
You did a really great job, David. I mean, like, your ho-ho-hos were amazing.
Thank you. I practiced that in the mirror. You don't know how long.
They were great. And you know, man, I really owe you one, David. I truly do. You know, David, looks like everyone's kind of leaving. So why don't you go change and, you know, you can meet me at the after party. I'm gonna clean up a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
And
wait, I didn't get my picture yet. David, can I sit in your lap so I can see what pops up?
Oh, I don't know. My legs are kind of...
Frosty, really? I'm sure David won't mind Frosty. I would feel really bad if she didn't have a picture with you.
Okay? All right. Do you want to, like, stand next to me or...
No, I want to sit on your North
Pole. Oh, that would be super cute. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, let her sit in your lap a little bit, and then, like, I'll set the camera.
All right, it's only going to be a minute, right?
Yeah. I want to visit the North Pole.
I'm going to set the camera on automatic, so it's going to take a couple snaps of you guys, and I'm going to go and run off and get some stuff done before I go to the after party.
Yeah, Nisa, you can go now. Thank you. So, do you ever see me when I'm sleeping? Because I don't wear any underwear.
No, well, I'm not actually Santa Claus, though. I'm David. I live in Canada, but, like, nowhere close to the North Pole.
David, it's okay, alright?
Okay for what?
I have condoms.
What?
We're gonna be just fine.
No, look.
You can slip down my chimney. At 12:30.
Oh, I mean, after party starting soon. I have to be in Canada, like, tomorrow. I mean, it's there's no time. Anisa?
I have a mistletoe belt buckle.
Okay. Is it from Amazon, or... I didn't see it on Amazon.
I've got a special gift for you. It's my womanhood.
Oh, it's okay.
Make me a lovely lady tonight.
I'm fine. I'm doing fine. I don't need it. Nisa?
Do you want some milk and cookies?
Sorry?
Or would you rather have me?
Have what?
I've got milk and cookies, or you can have me.
Oh, it's alright. I'm fine.
You've got really nice wrapping. Can I inspect
them? No. I gotta, David. You know, my legs are getting a little bit tired, you know, my legs sore, you know, people have been sitting on my lap all night. Do you mind if I go to the washroom really quick?
Fine, you freshen up, I'll wait.
Thanks.
Oof. Let's talk a bit about what our favorite holiday jam is. What's your favorite?
I don't know if I have a favorite holiday jam.
You don't have a song that you like to hear that's, of course, probably overplayed, but... You don't know? You don't have one?
I don't think I do. How about you? Do you have one?
Yes, it's called Gloria in Excelsis. More of a classic.
Oh, I know this one. Yeah, okay.
I like listening to it. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But it's fine. I think
it's all right.
So you still don't have a favorite, though? You don't have one that you enjoy listening to?
Hang on. I think I have one.
Okay.
Here we go. This is...
The cat choir.
There you go.
What a classic. Oh my god. That's better than Ding Father Dunn. Do you remember when Ding Father Dunn came out and it was stuck in my head?
Ding fries are done. For ding fries days. Are done. Bring them out. Bring them out. Where is the ketchup? I need some ketchup. I need some ketchup. Oh, these are hot. Oh, these are hot. I burned my tongue and these are ding, 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 ding. Fries are done. Ding, ding. I burned your tongue. Ding, 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 ding. Fries are done. Ding, ding. Too hot. Burn your tongue, burn your tongue. Where's my ketchup? Burn your tongue. Need some soda. Burn your tongue. Burn your tongue. Burn your tongue. Burn your tongue. Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done.
Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done. Oh, man. Yeah. Well, nothing beats a good old classic. Here's Jason Cox singing us a classic holiday song.
Ooh.
I'll have a balloon 4 years with Donald. I'll be so blue from all the waterboarding declarations appear on my big TV screen. Don't even live here if you don't stand with me. And when this fool's ratings start falling, that's when those fool liberals start calling. You'll be doing all right if your kids are all white, but I'll have a blue, 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 blue 4 years. Take it around.
Thank you.
A holiday classic.
A holiday classic.
Gonna be singing that for years.
Thank you, Cox News.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you, Jason. Always the best. Always the best from the Cox.
Truly. Truly. So besides songs, what is your favorite film to watch during the holidays?
Probably Addams Family. I do like that one. I think that's a Christmas classic.
Addams Family?
Yep.
I wouldn't say I have a favorite, but I find myself every year watching those Lifetime Christmas movies.
Oh, God, Nisa, you're one of those. You're the reason Lifetime is still in business.
It's addicting.
You know what's addicting? K-dramas are what we should be watching.
I know, but I mean, before K-dramas, I do this, like, Lifetime holiday movies. Like, I don't watch any other.
I just hate that, where it's like a Christmas miracle, where it's some woman who, she's like 16 and pregnant. She gives her baby up. This is how they go. She's trying to find her baby so that she can give her a present for Christmas.
I guess maybe.
And then she tries to find the baby, and the baby's well adjusted with another family. So instead, she just ends up giving the daughter a present. And then the girl goes, "Mommy!" And then runs to her, and then it ends.
I guess that was too broad of a genre. I guess I want to say, like, it's more of a Hallmark movie.
They're snowed in, and there's a rapey man outside, but the rapey man turns out to be...
No, it's comedy romances. It's not, like, drama.
Okay, fine. So two people who hate each other are snowed in, and then they have to have sex.
Yes, that's the kind of movie that I watch. That's the kind of holiday trash I'm talking about.
Okay. Hopefully she's not here. Gotta head for that door quick. There it is. Gotta get out here. Go to that.
David!
Oh goodness, where are you gracious. Going?
It's cold outside. Don't go out there.
I'm from Canada. It's normal. I'm going to the after party.
David, no. You can't go to the after party. It's way too cold outside. You have to stay
here. Oh, it's fine. I have my jacket all bundled up. And you're obviously not bundled up. But, I mean, I'm bundled up.
No,
I
why
and
don't you stay
the after
here
party
keep
and.
We can keep each other warm all night long.
Look, I really can't stay.
But David, it's cold outside.
I've got to get away.
But David, it's cold outside.
This party has been
hoping that you drop in.
Seeing you has been nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like ice.
My dog might worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
Really? What's wrong with this door?
Listen to the fireplace roar.
So really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Okay, maybe just a couple drinks more.
Put some records on while I pour.
Oh, my roommates might think.
Baby, it's bad out there.
Did you put something in this drink?
No, cabs to be had out there.
I'm a little tipsy, but how?
Your eyes are like starlight now.
The room is spinning. What the hell?
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no.
Mind if I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I'm tired.
What's the sense in hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Oh, David, don't hold out. David, it's cold outside.
Okay, let's go ahead and play Would You Rather Christmas style.
Ooh!
Holidays!
Holiday Would You Rather.
Yes, holiday Would You Rather. Here we go, you ready?
I'm ready. Throw them at me.
Would you rather chug a gallon of eggnog at once or sit on a mall Santa's lap for an hour?
Sit on a mall Santa's lap for an hour.
I'd rather drink the gallon of eggnog.
I don't like eggnog.
You don't
so
like
it? I'll sit on a mall Santa's
lap. I think
Santa's
that's like half of people, like, they either like eggnog or they don't. I guess that would just... I wonder if, like, all drinkers, like alcohol drinkers, like eggnog because we spike it.
Maybe.
And we don't just drink regular eggnog.
You're like, I'm gonna get drunk.
Yeah, I'd rather do that.
I'm gonna get turnt.
I'd rather get turnt than sit on a weirdo's lap. Okay, so would you rather have it be true that Christmas trees felt pain and screamed when you cut them down? Or have it be true that Christmas cookies feel pain and scream when you eat them?
Trees cut them down because I eat a lot of Christmas cookies. And I only cut down one tree. So, I'd rather have only one murder
Man.
On my hands. If
That's
that makes
a
sense.
Hard one. That's a hard one. If I said, like, one Christmas tree, I'd have to, like, I don't know. If I said Christmas cookies, I'd have to ban Christmas cookies from eating Christmas cookies.
And you don't want to do that. You don't want to ban Christmas cookies.
I guess I would also have to say the tree. Because, you know. But then, if people are cutting them down, they're all screaming.
But you only have one in your house. Think about how many cookies are eaten every year.
That's true.
Okay?
That's true.
It is the lesser of two evils.
Okay.
And just
okay.
so you know,
right, so
trees do actually feel pain. And Christmas cookies actually don't.
Yeah, that's true. So,
it's already happened.
I got a dead one in the living room already. Anyway, yeah. So there we
Murderer.
Go.
I don't have a tree right now.
All right, next one would be, would you rather never receive another gift from anyone ever again, or be forced to give everyone in your family a sex toy as a gift? I'm going with the sex toy. I don't fucking care. Give me my gifts, yo.
Yeah, I think I'll go with sex toys, too.
Yeah, like never having to get gifts ever again?
No.
I know a couple people in my family who need a sex toy. So
we'll leave a little attention there.
Yeah.
Grandma. Oh, man. All right, next one. Would you rather grow a permanent Santa beard or grow permanent reindeer antlers?
Reindeer antlers.
I think reindeer antlers would be super fun.
Yeah.
I'd fight you.
It'd be like, it'd be like that one music video for Sugar We're Going Down Swinging by Fall Out Boy.
Would you rather work as a mall Santa for the rest of your life or become the real Santa and live in the North Pole?
Mall Santa.
For the rest of your life?
For the rest of my life.
Why?
Because I'm going to be Santa in the North Pole for the rest of my life. Is the other option?
Yeah.
Do you know how hard that man has to work?
He only works one night a year.
No, he does not work one night a year. Okay? He's got to be watching them when they sleep, know when they're awake.
You know, I hear that mall Santas really have it rough. Like, they get peed on. I'd rather not get peed on, so I'll be.
I'm okay if I get peed on. I don't know. Maybe that's the difference between us. I'm alright with getting peed on.
Yeah, I think I'll just be the real Santa and live in the North Pole.
Well, have fun living in the North Pole because I ain't visiting.
Yeah, that's okay. I can live up there. Be the real Santa. Have some elves.
Yeah, but then you're gonna look like him too.
My bad.
Look, I'd rather wear a suit.
Yeah, I don't like the idea of getting peed on. Would you rather have the elf on the shelf be alive or have Santa actually in your bedroom watching you sleep at night?
I think the elf on the shelf be alive.
What if it was an evil elf on the shelf? That thing's a little creepy. I don't know how
it's a tiny little elf on the shelf versus a giant overweight man.
Yeah, that's true.
Watching you while you sleep. I think I could take the little elf on the shelf out.
Better watch out. You better not cry.
But yeah, I mean, that elf on the shelf is fucking weird.
I don't know how, yeah, I would say elf on the shelf as well, but that elf is really creepy. I don't know how parents, like,
I don't even know what the purpose of that is.
He's supposed to, like, be
is
up in the...
Is he supposed to watch you?
No,
he's
supposed
to... see that you're behaving?
He's supposed to be up in the middle of the night making mischief. And then when the kids wake up the next morning, he's done something. And it's supposed to
is
be...
Is that what it...
Really? Yeah.
That's fucking creepy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why, you know, like,
but yeah,
I still go with
elf.
Yeah.
Being alive rather than Santa watching me while I'm sleeping.
I don't quite understand why parents would want to put their children and do that. Like,
you know what's funny though is when I used to believe in Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny and all that stuff, that would actually fuck with my bladder, because I would wake up in the middle of the night and have to go to the bathroom, but then I'd be like, oh no, I can't go.
Because Santa's watching.
Because Santa or the Easter Bunny.
Yeah. Might see me.
And might see me, and then they ain't gonna give me a present.
Yeah. Man, you know what's funny is, like, Krampus.
You know what? That fucking scares me too, is why was I not afraid of some stranger in my house in the middle of the night? Why did it not scare me?
Yeah.
I mean, it scared me that they would see me, but it didn't bother me the fact that they're walking around leaving presents in my house.
Yeah, right.
And I'm totally defenseless, but then again, I was a little kid, so I didn't know what murder was and all that.
It's funny, because, like, I like the idea of the Krampus character, because it's kind of like a bigger consequence for kids who act bad.
Mm.
Like, because, you know, like, here in America, it's like, oh, Santa's not going to get you any presents. He's just going to leave you coal. That's kind of materialistic stuff.
And then
you know?
In Europe, it's if you don't behave, fucking Krampus is going to fucking kill you.
Yeah, he's going to kidnap you. And you're not going to get presents.
Mm-hmm. You're going to get fucking eaten and dead.
Right. Man, those Europeans, though, they know how to do it.
Mm-hmm. They know how to keep their kids in line.
Next one. Would you rather reach into your stocking to find a dead mouse or reach into your stocking to find a live mouse?
Oh, that's tough. Because either way, I'm not happy. I guess I'll go dead.
Yeah, me too. At least you're not getting the risk of getting bitten
yeah.
by the mouse, right? Would you rather spend a night or spend 8 hours untangling Christmas lights, or be forced to have Christmas lights on your home spell out, I'm a big idiot.
Christmas lights, I'm a big idiot.
Yeah, I guess it would go the same way. 8 hours of entangling Christmas lights? That's like, I would like say fuck it and just go buy a new box.
Mm-hmm.
That are not tangled.
I'd rather be, I'm an idiot.
Would you rather have a red light up nose like Rudolph or be trapped inside the body of a reindeer?
Red light up nose like Rudolph, because reindeers have it rough.
Yeah, they do. I'd rather have the light up nose too. Mm-hmm. Would you rather wrap a perfectly cube shaped gift and have a pattern on the wrapping paper line up perfectly, or take a bite of warm sherry cookie?
Do I have to choose? Because I mean, it's pretty obvious. I want a cookie.
Yeah, right. I want a cookie too. Would you rather get every single thing you really want for Christmas, or have your crush confess their love to you on Christmas?
Crush confess their love to me.
I think this is a trick question, because get everything, every single thing you want for Christmas is what I would choose. Because everything,
Because then that would be the crush.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, everything true. I want for Christmas, so I would pick that one. Would you rather unwrap a gift filled with spiders, or have Santa Claus as your roommate for 5 years?
Santa Claus is my roommate for 5 years. Because he's going to be too busy to do stuff. He's going to be busy making his toys. And
yeah, having Santa Claus as a roommate wouldn't be too bad.
I mean, we could watch K-dramas.
Yeah. Okay, last question. Would you rather never hear Christmas music again, or be forced to listen to Paul McCartney's A Wonderful Wonderful Christmas Time 10 times every day forever?
Never listen to Christmas music again. No contest. So fucking hate that. Christmas. Simply having wonderful Christmas time.
I would pick the never hear Christmas music again.
You were singing the John Lennon one.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, no.
I would probably listen to that.
Paul McCartney's is,
yeah,
simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Yeah, no. Yeah.
Would you listen to the Paul McCartney one 10 times every day for forever?
No, I would not. And I wouldn't listen to the John Lennon one either. So this is Christmas. What have you done?
Like, another year over.
Like, I just love how they're contrasting each other. You know? Like, Paul McCartney's all like, simply having wonderful Christmas time. And meanwhile, John Lennon's like, so this is Christmas. And what have you done? Seriously, what have you fucking done?
Exactly.
What were you doing while I got shot?
Well, that's all for our show today, guys. We hope that you really enjoyed your time with us on this very special holiday, and we hope to see you in the new year.
Whoa, new year. So this is the new year, and I have no resolution.
You're like, yeah. Oh, okay. Anything you want to say before you leave?
No. I don't have anything to say.
Okay. So, and if you didn't really enjoy your time with us today,
sorry, we're not sorry.
Christmas, Christmas.